For December 13th, 2018, this is episode 82 of the PHP Roundtable. Today, we celebrate the release of PHP 7.3 by discussing what has changed in this latest release of PHP. Also, there's a very special announcement in this episode. I'm your host, Sammy K. Powers. Thanks for joining us once again. I don't have a sock puppet to do this intro because I don't think this is going to actually be on video, but I was going to intro with a sock puppet. But thanks for joining us once again. I'm Sammy K. Powers, and this is the PHP Roundtable. This is a live podcast of developers discussing topics that PHP nerds care about. And the ultimate goal of this podcast is to learn a little something from each other. If you're listening live and want to be part of the shindig, send a tweet to PHP Roundtable with a question or a snarky comment, and we'll get it addressed live on air, except for this is not live, so you can ignore everything I just said. Exactly 1 week ago, on December 6th, 2018, PHP 7.3 was released.
Whoop, whoop.
Wow. Wow. Just 1 week ago. Certainly you can count on the PHP Roundtable to deliver relevant information in a timely manner. Today we discussed some of the newest features that were newly introduced in PHP 7.3. Now that we know what we're talking about, let's meet our panel. And as always, in no particular order, I've done their one-liner intros without them knowing about it. So we'll get a judgment call on how well the intro was. I want to hear their feedback and make sure I got it right, because there might be some not right information in here. She is a veteran of PHP internals and literally wrote the book on PHP extensions and embedding it. In her spare time, she loves to roleplay with stuffed elephants, and she recently proposed adding a new opcode to the Zend engine called Zend Gravity, which she wrote the implementation to while orbiting the Earth from space. JK, LOLs. I made that part up. But if you ever get the pleasure of meeting her in person, you'll experience firsthand just what makes the PHP internals community so special. And she has personally mentored me many times on my own PHP internals journey, and she's totes one of my PHP besties. Welcome, Sarah Goldman.
Oh, thank you, Sammy. I have not personally been to space, but I predict that within a few years we may see commercial space travel come about. So cross your fingers on that one. I also want to definitely thank you for having me back on the show. It's only been a couple of episodes since the last time I was on, which it feels like no time at all has passed. So it's always really good to be here. So thank you, Sam.
It's great to have you. It feels like it's just yesterday that you were on.
Just yesterday, yeah.
Our next guest is extremely involved in the PHP community as a speaker, open source contributor, and former PHP Fig secretary, a former Figgy, a Figite. He loves nerding out on DevOps stuff and is a regular contributor to the PHP Architect magazine. He is also involved in an important nonprofit organization called Open Sourcing Mental Illness, or OSMI, which is an organization that brings awareness, education, and resources to addressing mental illness in the tech industry. He's currently writing a PHP Architect magazine article that details how to use PHP to instantiate new instances of class friend. Okay, just kidding on that part. He's not actually writing that article, but it would be a cool article, I think, the title for one. But welcome, Joe Ferguson.
Thanks for having me again. Yes, it seems like I was also on not too long ago, but I've been fortunate to be on several of the PHP roundtables. And you know what? I'm all for commercial space tourism, as long as it's not just the billionaires. You know, let's do commercial space travel right. But I think it's going to totally be a thing.
Totally. Totally will be. And I bet PHP programmers will be some of the people on that. Our next guest is the co-owner of a successful web dev shop called Diego Dev Group. And he has more podcasts than a zebra has stripes. He is a co-organizer of the San Diego PHP meetup group and just wrapped up a successful PHP event in San Diego, California called Wave PHP in September of this very year of 2018. It is clear that he is passionate about PHP and dedicated to the community. Fun fact, he was recently contracted by Facebook to rewrite all of their hackling code back into PHP since PHP 7.3 was just released and Facebook is totes excited about it. Okay, that part's also not true. But if you ever wanted to, if I were to ever go head to head with this podcaster extraordinaire in a contest to see who could come up with the best intros for guests in a podcast, I would lose to him hands down every time. Welcome, Eric Van Johnson.
Thanks, Sammy. And thanks again for dropping that restraining order. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be able to get close to you again. It was just a weird time for me, man. I was just really sorry about that.
It's all
can't
water under the bridge.
Enough.
Well, now that we know who's on the panel, we are discussing PHP 7.3, and why don't we just kick it off with one of the features that was added. It was just an upgrade to the existing password hashing algorithms. The Argon 2i password hashing algorithm was already part of PHP, but in 7.3, we get a new hashing algorithm, Argon 2ID. What was special about adding this?
Well, nothing, because I actually want to correct you. We had 2i and 2id in already. What we didn't have was a way for installations to guarantee that they actually had access to these algorithms, because the password hash function only knows about the algorithms that were available when all of PHP was compiled. Until now, because we've introduced a registry so that other extensions like Sodium can say, hey, I got this algorithm, you'll want it, and make it part of the password hash family.
Are you sure you're not predicting the future of PHP 7.4?
God, I hope not. That would be bizarre unprecedented.
Really weird.
My God, looking at future Wikipedia, I think you might be right. Did we add the ID in 7.3? It was so recent. You would think I would remember.
When you live as deep in the matrix as Sarah lives, you're like, you know, 4 or 5 years into the future. I mean,
the releases just blend together.
I build from head, so it's almost like I'm on PHP 8 already.
True. And that's the real question too, whether after PHP 7.3, whether we're going to go to PHP 8.0 or 7.0, or sorry, 7.4. Does anybody have any ideas of if we're going to be going to 8.0 after 7.3, or do you think we'll have a 7.4 before we go to 8.0?
I think there is going to be a very, very civilized and very short discussion on the two. And my money is we're going to see 7.5. I think that is the clear and concise winner of the argument.
I agree. I think the only reason why we'd actually jump another major version is if we had a major feature to the language, not something minor like, you know, new types or like a JIT engine or something like that. It would have to be significant.
It would have to be legit too, right?
Yeah.
It would have to be real legit. Super legit. So moving on to the next feature.
Who knows what the future will bring.
Yeah.
Who knows? There's no guessing really at this point. I mean, I guess there's always guessing. But
we'll never know if we're right. One interesting one, actually wanted to talk about two more before we try something special here. Deprecate and remove case insensitive constant. This was Nikita Pavlov's. Oh, BT Dubs. The Argon 2ID RFC was submitted by Charles R. Portwood II. So I want to make sure to get the contributors' names in there. So this next one is Nikita Pavlov, who contributes a lot. And it was to deprecate and remove case insensitive constants in PHP 7.3. So I guess the idea is that we're going to fully remove calling case constants case insensitively in PHP 8. Is that the ship steering in that direction?
A lot of the machinery is still going to have to exist for some technical reasons, but yes, we are definitely deprecating, not removing, deprecating that third parameter from the define function. We'll probably actually lose it much later on because we don't want to break people's code overnight.
Okay, so this is more about like how we define constants to allow it to be case insensitive instead of like just allowing arbitrary calling of or calling it with arbitrary cases.
I mean, as much as I'd like to break PHP code overnight, you know, we do want to be delicate about it.
Yes. Makes sense.
I greatly appreciate it when PHP does not break things overnight.
Yeah. It's like you're responsible for a language that runs 80% of the internet. We should probably be careful about things like that, I guess.
And if we were really trying to predict the future, we should probably, you know, double check some of these things before we jumped into a podcast about it.
Yeah, totally.
I agree. For listeners, I do not write PHP on a daily basis. I write C++ on a daily basis.
Well, one new feature of PHP in 7.3 is a new function called isCountable. And this is by a new internals contributor called named Gabriel Caruso. And he submitted actually a couple of RFCs for PHP 7.3. But I wanted to kind of bring up is countable, because in PHP 7.2, we recently got a warning when you would use count to count things that were uncountable. And PHP would be happy to count those, but now it still happily counts them, but with a warning. So in order to address some issues in the userland code where you had to check if a particular variable was of type array or was of an instance of countable, now you can just send it into the isCountable function and it will turn a nice little Boolean true or false. I don't think there's any other options for true or false Booleans unless that's what we're going to submit for a
true, false, and maybe.
And maybe. That would be so perfect for PHP.
Well, first off, I just want to, like, you know, shout out PHP for counting the uncountable. Philosophers have dealt with that for centuries. And PHP is just like, nah, man, I'm a ball of nails. Throw me a ball, see me stick. But yeah, that Gabriel Caruso, you got to keep an eye on that kid. He's up and coming. He's going to give Nikita a run for his money, I think.
He's gonna do some cool stuff. I bet you anything.
Yeah. Keep your eye on this kid. He's got a future. He's bright.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talented.
He might even be a release manager someday.
Whoa, slow.
That would be crazy. Listen.
You're gonna
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Look, even I tried to be release manager and it didn't go well, so I wouldn't go too far. They have a really high bar for release managers, and I'm not tall enough.
Oh, my doorknob.
Well,
what are those things called?
Bell. It's a doorbell.
My doorbell just went off. Let me go see what it is.
Ding dong.
Flawless.
Look what just came in the mail.
Oh, look at that. Looks like Amazon's delivered you a new package.
It looks like PHP Infinity. What is that?
Yeah, PHP Infinity on its
Infinity's
side.
On its side. What is it up
is.
With that?
Is so that an anonymous delivered. Function?
It's an observable function, too.
Hold on. My phone just gave me a whole bunch of alerts. It says it's been 2.5 years, and oh, God, apparently there's a massive plague that's killed millions.
Oh, my God.
That's unfortunate.
Well, it's a good thing people avoid things like the plague, right? Because that shouldn't really be a thing.
I say it should be easy to address. I'm sure we'll figure out proper ways to manage it and get through it.
And it will maybe. Be no way political at all.
No, of course not. Everything
because
will be purely science-based.
And wear their masks. Yes.
So, did we just...
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I think we just time traveled is what we did.
This is... From PHP 7.3 to almost PHP 8.1 on July 30th, 2021.
Right around the corner.
I won't lie. I have been refreshing Suri's repo to see if 8.1's dropped in yet. I know it's coming soon.
Ah, has it been tagged yet?
No. We've
no
got
tag?
A few releases yet. Yeah,
we've branched though, right? Off of
we
master.
We have branched. Well,
there's RC, and sometimes Sometimes you've seen him load up RC. It's like 8 had the RC pretty early.
Yeah.
So, I'm just jumping the gun and being super eager. That's just me.
You're probably going to see a bunch of RCs pop up. I know. I think eval.org has got it already.
Cool. More RCs than are regular for a release, or?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. No, I don't see a PHP 8.1 branch yet. Okay, maybe we haven't branched yet. See, I'm not in charge of this release, so I'm not paying as much attention. But
and you know, I don't want to sound bitter or anything, but you could have had more qualified people doing it. I'm just. Just gonna put that out there.
He's sitting right there, man.
it's okay. Eric is a little bit taller than I am.
What's really is funny is that he's always chewing out Ramsey. Like he picks on Ben for beating him out, but he's just like, yeah, Joe's cool. That's fine.
I've had some interactions with Ben, so I know how far I can. I have a sense of how far I could push. I honestly don't know Joe that well. I did get to interview him for PHP Architect, and it was very pleasant. So I'm looking forward to meeting him. But I enjoy giving Ben a hard time whenever I have an opportunity, because he
as everyone should
in the voting. Yes, yeah. Definitely should not let that guy off easy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Ben's good people. Never. Good people.
What are we doing? Where the hell have you been?
Where have we been? Where have we been? Where have you been?
I've talked to all these other people recently. I want to know where in the world is Sammy San Diego?
Only listening, by the way, Sammy looks like he just spent the past 10 years on the top of a mountain, like meditating. He has got a beard that goes down to his navel almost.
That's actually pretty close to what actually happened.
There's mountains in the Appalachians. It's close enough.
It's true. Appalachian mountains. Wow. So I guess in case the cat out of the bag isn't obvious, it isn't actually December 13th, 2018. It is, in fact, July 30th, 2021. And there has been a 3-year gap between episode 81 and episode 82 of the PHP Roundtable. Wow, and years. This was the transition. Segue into the reboot of PHP Roundtable. But the reboot comes with this announcement, and that is I am stepping down as host of the PHP Roundtable officially. And the past...
If I could flip my table right now and stay online, I would, but...
Why did I even agree to join this if that was going to be the news?
Worst episode ever, geez.
So we're going to reboot and then immediately kill the podcast. So
Captain Buzzkill over here.
JK. So here's kind of a little TLDR of kind of the past couple years, which were kind of a blur. But through some very intense personal changes and discovery and meditating on mountains, it was clear to me that there was some things that were happening in my life that were sending me in very different and unique directions. And there's been this sort of while loop in the background of my head this entire time. And it was do something with PHP Roundtable. And it was bugging me this whole time. And then pandemic hit, and then it was bugging me even more. And I kept thinking, okay, I need to have like a final episode that ends it, or I need to get back on it. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let me get in the mindset. I'm going to get back on it. And every time I geared up to do it, I'm like, it's not really like I'm not in this. Like, I can't, like, something's off. Like, I can't, this isn't coming naturally. It's not, something's not right. So I was like, okay, that leaves the other option is ending it. So I was like, maybe I should do one final episode and end it. But then that didn't feel right. So after some contemplation, I started realizing why PHP Roundtable was this while loop that was not terminating in the back of my head. And it was because PHP Roundtable is much bigger than myself. It represents an energy in the PHP community that I think is quite important in both showing kind of the liveliness of the PHP community and showcasing amazing people and how amazing PHP is in the community and all the people that make PHP just super special. And with that realization, I had a third option. It was the Boolean yes, no, but there was really a maybe. That's truly PHP. And that was hand off PHP Roundtable to a new steward who can take this thing and just put it back into the community where it belongs and showcase all the beautiful people that are part of that community and just keep it going. Keep that torch going. So
naturally you thought of Ben Ramsey.
I did think, oh no, I lost my feed. Can y'all still hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Am I still here? Okay. Woo. Existential crisis for a second. I'm still here. Okay. Yes.
Ben will do that to you. I've heard. I love you, Ben.
So the PHP Roundtable lives on. There is a new host of the PHP Roundtable. And interestingly enough, the host is actually one of the panelists on this very episode.
Congratulations, Joe.
I didn't realize this was an episode of Punk'd.
So I think we should have some Jeopardy music to give people some time to like figure out who it is, make some bets, you know, like is it Joe Ferguson? Is it Sarah Goldman? Is it Eric Van Johnson?
Is it somebody who's been denied a release manager position multiple times or just the one?
It can't seem to let it go.
Or is it the current release manager who is just going to keep being a release manager until she dies?
That's true.
I mean, I'm just biding my time so I can hopefully have Sarah as my release manager mentor. So I'm playing the long con.
Well, 8.3, man. Right there.
Yes. What happened to 8.2? Did we already figure that one out?
Well, it won't be mine. I'll still be on the hook for 8-0 at the time.
Gotcha.
See, I can do math.
I can't. Once we went from 5 to 7, all my math failed.
It's pretty clear that Sammy's bad with dates and time conversion.
It's so true.
Sammy, I actually have a recording of you saying, "What is 5 plus 1? 7!
That's true. That was part of the videos that we recorded. Yeah. Oh, man, we need to make some more of those videos.
Super Elephant Brothers, bro.
Super Elephant Brothers.
Are you going to be at Longhorn?
I do not have plans to be at Longhorn.
Be at Longhorn. It's October 14th, the weekend.
October 14th. Okay, cool. Shameless hashtag promotion of Longhorn PHP. Let's hopefully get some Longhorn PHP people there. Or PHP people at Longhorn.
Yes, October 14th through the 16th.
Conference. It's like the first conference that's been available to go to in the past year.
Yeah, so it is an in-person conference. They just announced the schedule this morning.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure Delta
variant will not be a problem.
True.
It's in Texas. They have that stuff locked down. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Back in Texas, they got rid of the environment and everyone was a lot happier.
Yeah. So yes, October 14th through 16th this year, 2021, it is at the Holiday Inn in Austin Midtown. It's a 3-day conference. I'm going to be giving a tutorial on Ansible, and I love Ansible. I love automation. So I'm going to be showing people how to turn infrastructure into code. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends that I haven't seen. I was talking to Kara. The lockdown has been tough on everybody, and yeah. I really miss the PHP community. I have not had good luck doing virtual events. I've spoken at a few of them. I've attended several, and they're just very difficult. They're very taxing mentally, and I would rather just be in a situation where I can go talk about WoW for 3 hours at ZenCon with Sarah and Sammy.
Yes.
It's all the intellectual and emotional effort of doing a conference without any of the social payoff.
Sarah, are you going to be there?
I'm on schedule. I better be there.
Oh, yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
What are you scheduled for?
So I got two talks. I'm doing How the Sausage is Made, which is, you know, my rundown of the engine, how it works, how to submit patches, that kind of thing. And the other one is called Is 8 Enough? Which might even be too dated of a reference for most of the audience. But it is, you know, just, you know, where's the language at? What have we gotten recently? What features are people not using yet? And where are we going on our way to 9?
Mm. Cool beans.
Yeah. I guess. Are you going, Eric? We actually bought tickets. We were either going to give the tickets away if I bail, but I don't know. Maybe I will take advantage of them. There's a lot of good people there.
Not being sure Adam? About coming to conferences like this is why you're not a release manager yet.
So this trip is actually twofold for me because as a representative of Open Sourcing Mental Illness, we're actually a sponsor as well. So being able to go, we're going to have a booth. We're going to be a part of the sponsor game. We're going to hopefully do some cool stuff. I also, this is probably also the first public place that it's being announced, but we are slightly renaming the organization. Open Sourcing Mental Health is the new formal name that we are going to go by. Just as we have been talking to several doctors over the years, the mental health sounds better and is more inclusive and is more accessible. And we don't know any better because we're just dumb programmers. We just try to do the best we can. So this is guidance coming from healthcare professionals that are a lot smaller than smarter, not smaller. They're much shorter than I am. They're definitely short people. Shout out to Jenna Koolian, who has been with Osmi since day one and has helped us do a lot of this stuff. So yeah, we're going to be there in a sponsor capacity, and we're going to have swag. And if I have any specific elephants of a roundtable flavor left by then, ooh, I'll be bringing them all there. There is a very limited number. I currently have and can put my hands on 30 of them.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So for those who don't know, I sent the remaining PHP roundtable elephants to Osmi as a donation to raise money for Osmi. And I did not know until very recently that they were apparently selling like hotcakes.
We've sold 120, and let me tell you, we have sold more overseas than we have domestically. I have shipped so many of these things to the UK, to Australia, to Japan, Germany, France, the Netherlands, and so out of that 120 that we've shipped out, it was easily probably 60-70% went to Europe or not continental US. It was very surprising for me.
Wow.
So I have a question. First off, I applaud the motivation for the change in the name. It sounds like it is well informed and for good reason. But how does one pronounce Ozmsh?
So I have been thinking about this a lot. And I think I'm going to give Ozm a try. The H is silent.
Ozm. Okay. Ozm. Yeah.
Ozm. I am going to ridiculously constantly say Ozmi. So just out of pure habit. But I think Ozm is the closest and the least offensive or least garbled that I could come up with. So, yeah, I have a designer working on updating our logo. So that means I get to go buy new swag. So if you have swag ideas, let me know. But yes,
does that
I think
that the health is silent.
I don't know, because I mean, everybody knows Ozmi, but, and then the website is Ozmi Health, but the new website is going to be OSMH. So I don't know. I'm open to suggestions because branding is definitely not my strong suit.
But it is a well-motivated change, though, for sure.
Yes, it is well-motivated. It puts us in a better position. It makes us seem more approachable. I was kind of against it at first because I was just like, well, that just sounds weird. And how are we going to say Ozmi? And then I thought about it and I read a lot of the materials around it. And I was like, oh, yeah, this makes total sense. Let's do this. So, yeah, it's a thing that's happening. And I'm excited that Longhorn's going to be the first place where we actually roll out the new name.
You think you're going to have the new logo by then as well?
I'm going to have the logo. I don't know if I'm going to have swag or stuff by then. That's going to kind of depend on how quick I get the logo. Because the great thing about the logo is it's literally fine. It's like said, right? If I could do said and SVG, it'd be fantastic. But so the logo is not really changing. We're not changing colors or anything. We're still going to be predominantly red and that sort of thing. So it's just updating where we are as an organization, because the past 2 years the organization has shifted as well. It's very much a let's continue to do the mission, let's continue to do what we can virtually, but it's been hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that means this pin is now a collector's item.
Yes. And
I'll one up you.
This sits by
my desk, and I always use this to write down quick notes.
So just because
this was featured in a video that Sammy and I produced,
just because I can, these are holographic Ozmi stickers that are 3 inches large. The only way you get one of these is by placing an order from the store. I am going to be bringing these probably to some different events as well. But yeah, so we do have some fancy holographic stickers too. But yeah, it's also time to order brand new stickers because the logo is different. The name's different now. So, but we are still Ozmi. You can still call the organization Ozmi. You're not going to hurt my feelings. We still are incorporated as as Open Sourcing Mental Illness LTD. We essentially have just filed a DBA for Open Sourcing Mental Health that allows us to save a lot of money on paperwork.
That's like your code, like that. Your OG with Ozmi is you call it Ozmi.
Ozmi. The other thing I'm not.
I knew Ozm before it was cool, man.
Yeah. The other thing is, what am I going to do with all the Ozmi shirts that I have in my closet? Because I have a lot. So those are probably going to either be discounted very heavily or they're going to be going to my local Goodwill. So we'll see. Trying to make sure we do positive things with that kind of stuff. I'm not just going to go throw away a bunch of shirts.
Is the I in Ozmi capitalized?
I think technically.
Yeah, so maybe it should be straightforward to just use a Sharpie and just add a few extra lines in the name. I'm just
gonna like do a T sideways.
Yeah.
Here's a shirt. It's much cheaper, and then here's a T for you. Or yeah, here's a sideways T that'll just go on the shirt. It'll be fine. Nobody'll notice.
Seamless.
Well, the important thing is you're still in the community, much like this podcast. See how I brought that back?
Yes.
That's professionalism right there.
That's, you did so well at that I feel like you get extra credit points for that amazing segue into this transition.
I think Eric is so good about that. Oh, no.
Yeah, go.
I was just going to say, I think Eric did that segue so well. I think you should give the podcast to him instead of the one you were planning to give it to.
Seconded.
Is this you seconded it? Oh, wow. So on unanimous vote on this panel of PHP Roundtable, Eric Van Johnson is now the official new podcast host for a PHP Roundtable. And so for many, yay! For many of this,
thank you.
For many of the same reasons that Eric was actually my first choice for release manager of PHP 8.1, he's also my first choice to pass the PHP Roundtable baton to. He's passionate, humble, and dedicated to what he does. And he is a wizard at introducing people on podcasts. I know he'll do an amazing job taking over the stewardship of the PHP Roundtable, and I cannot wait to see his vision for the podcast. So without further ado, Eric, you are now the official host of the PHP Roundtable podcast. It's all you, boo-boo.
What? I've made some bad mistakes.
I'm just a panelist. I'm going to update my Twitter bio to former host of the PHP Roundtable actually.
I got to be honest with you. I'll share this with y'all because this is kind of where it's at. First thing, I felt that there was something missing in the community when you went on hiatus in the PHP podcast world where I spend a lot of time. There were very few times that I ever see a survey or the question asked, you know, good PHP podcasts to listen to, where PHP Roundtable wasn't showing up on that list as recent as last week. Or, you know, it's just, this format is so impactful, and I enjoy it. I've always enjoyed it. It was one of the inspirations that got me started doing podcasting. I still remember the first time I met you was at Laracon in Louisville. You were sitting in the hotel lobby with Taylor, Jeffrey Way, a few others, and you were interviewing them for Laracon. You were there for Laracon. And I can't express to you how much I feel like you've done for the community as a whole, and what the show continues to do. And I'll be honest with you guys. When Sammy called me, first thing, he looked very surprised when I got on the video. Like, wait, you're Eric? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait, are you Eric? No. But the first thing, one of the first things I told him is, I honestly don't think there is a PHP Roundtable without Sammy K. I'm not sure that is a real thing. And he kept saying, no. He's like, it's not. Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Like, that's, I do want to add this because, like, first of all, thank you so much for the kind words. Like, that's like, Eric, like, you're going to do amazing with this thing. And I want to Eric was absolutely the first person that popped into my head when I went from close the podcast or start it back up. And with that, maybe it's like, who could take it over? Eric Van Johnson was the first person to pop into my head. And luckily he also said yes. So I didn't have to think of another person. I was like, crap, who's going to be taking over if he says no? But the energy behind PHP Roundtable actually started in 1933, when an angel was born, Geraldine Powers. She's also known as Meemaw. And she, always had a round table. And whenever you came to this table, you were sure to have two things. One, you were guaranteed to get fed with amazing, Appalachian, Kentucky Southern cooking. And two, you were always respected and always had a say, and you were always listened to. And no matter what your point of view was or what you thought about the world, it didn't matter. You were always loved and respected for where you were coming from. And that's just something that really is the energy behind PHP Roundtable. And it's an energy I think we, especially in the times that we have right now where everybody's kind of shouting at each other with getting behind some ideologies or opinions that only exist in your head, but we're going to just treat people like garbage because of this thing I'm supposed to stand behind and just be a Boolean value all of a sudden instead of a human being. We have this opportunity to take that energy forward and say, hey, let's actually have a discussion and just like, hey, we all have something of value to offer here, and let's treat each other like humans. And that's Meemaw energy. So that's why I think the PHP Roundtable is absolutely much bigger than me. And Eric, you have the perfect persona and attitude and energy to keep that energy alive going forward. So I'm excited to see where you take it.
That's definitely what I have always loved about the PHP Roundtable, because it's always brought conflicting views on it, and it's always in a fun manner. It's a fun discussion, and I feel like that it, when Eric was talking about something missing from the PHP podcast, I feel like that's what it was. Even yesterday or today, there was a thread about on Twitter about Active Directory or Data Mapper. And it's like, you know what? There's a PHP roundtable on this. I'm 90% sure. Maybe it's time to do another one, because let's hash this stuff out, because ultimately, what's the answer? The answer is always it depends.
Right. Spot on. Yeah. You're right. There is. I do remember an active record versus what was it? The ORM debate or something like that.
It's always the traditional active record versus data mapper patterns for SQL.
For the record, the new PHP Roundtable website does have a search on it, so you can go and search active record.
But is the PHP Roundtable application using Active Record, or is it using Data Mapper? Because this is going to depend on my subscription status.
I mean, y'all need to look into a nice document object model.
That sounds MongoDB-ish.
That's why I'm not a JavaScript developer, though. Doms scare me.
Different Dom.
ORMs and the Active Record and Data Mapper paradigms.
Yes.
I love this search.
I just typed it in this new search on the fancy website that Eric has been really working hard at. And taking code that was written back in ancient of days, Laravel 5.2 or 5.4 or something, and all the way up to Laravel 8, the code base was very ancient. Sorry you had to do that, Eric.
it was barely an inconvenience. No problem at all.
As somebody who started on PHP 3, I take offense to you calling any of that stuff ancient.
Yes. PHP 3 with all of the file extensions named .php3. And then the upgrade to PHP 4 was very difficult, because I had to rename all of the file extensions to just PHP.
As if that was the most difficult part of that transition.
I think it was, actually. I had to do it manually. I just did one at a time.
I've been working on the website, bringing it up to snuff, adding a few features to it. But it's really the same website. I mean, there's no reason to change this. The one thing I did do that may interrupt people, and we were actually having this conversation in the PHP Ugly Discord this morning, because we had a lot of listeners who were excited and looking for PHP Roundtable podcasts, is that I don't know if it's because of the lack of releases. I think Joe had actually brought that up, which might be it, but like a couple of the services weren't registering PHP Roundtable anymore. Now I also move the feed over to Simplecast. That's what I use for the other podcasts, PHP Ugly, and it's just takes a lot of stress off me on managing that aspect of it. But I didn't want the PHP Roundtable website to go away, because there's just so much more information there with the show notes and the prep and the links to the guests and all that. So we're going to keep the roundtable going. I'm doing this merge of the two. We worked on getting PHP Roundtable registered again with Apple, Spotify. I think I checked Pandora as well. So it's coming back. It's the new, it's a funny thing. It's the new feed. And I know it's the new feed because I told Sammy this week, I'm like, hey, I think you forgot to release a couple of the shows from before, because there were like four or five shows that didn't have an audio stream. So I spent some time encoding those and putting them up, but I didn't want to release them all at once, because I wasn't sure, like, people who are subscribed to it, I didn't want them to all of a sudden have like five PHP roundtables from 3 years ago in their stream. So like they're slowly rolling out, you know, one a day for like the next 3 or 4 days, and then this one will follow shortly after that. So nice. Yeah, things are getting back on track.
So when you talked about wanting to do those one at a time, not to overwhelm people, I thought about it, and the way my podcast app works, you'll just end up making me download more, because mine like keeps the most recent two, and if it looks like the most recent two is moving along slow, I'm downloading them all instead of just the top two.
I wasn't sure how to put it out there. Yeah.
Some people might appreciate it.
I'm not one of them, but you know,
I shouldn't have brought this up at all because now it just sounds petty, and I'm sorry. It's not what I'm meant to do.
But yeah, so we got those out. We'll get this one out. I'm already working on some panels. I don't have a set schedule because I love the idea of the more people I can get, the better. And it's very difficult in our industry with people being all over the world, syncing up an established time that works for everyone. So you guys actually got a peek at a new service I'm trying, which allowed everybody to kind of vote on a good time to meet up. And then I saw, I would pick a time and date that everybody agreed on, and it seemed to work. So, but my intentions are, even though we're not doing it now, because I'm still working out some of the workflow, my intentions are we will start live streaming again, because I think that's the fun part, right? Everybody likes tuning in and seeing it. So if you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, maybe do that, and you'll be made aware of when we go live. But yeah, we'll get there. I'll get there eventually. I told Sammy I'm just gonna let this become whatever it's gonna become. Then I'm not gonna try to force anything right now.
Right on, man.
That's so awesome. I'm open to ideas on panels. Sarah, I would love to talk to you. I mentioned to Sammy as well. I would love to have like maybe a once a year at least internals panel where we get a good representation of people from internals to kind of talk about what's happening and
sort of state of RFCs and what's coming and that sort of thing.
Why we made such poor decisions on release managers. Whatever comes up, whatever pops up, I don't know.
Whatever gets in there. We'll definitely get Ben Ramsey into that panel and we'll get his opinion on it.
but yeah, I mean, I'd love to do that because I know when you've done this long enough, you know there are different like tiers of developers, and where I'm at, and as much as I enjoy doing this, I love having that insight of what's happening on internals. And I follow the internals mailing list and I try to keep up there, but just having it explained to me sometimes, because a lot of times I see these conversations going on the internals mailing list and I'm just like, I'm struggling understanding all the different aspects of it. And so I don't know. I always appreciated talking to internals people and trying to get the mindset and the direction and what's being worked on, because you're what's making my life possible. You know, you and everybody.
Let's be honest, Nikita's what's making your life possible. Well,
yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, we joked about time travel, but I mean, you guys are living in the future. You know, you guys are working on what's coming out. You guys are doing that.
Well, that's so actually why I couldn't quite answer the question of whether or not 8.1 has been branched or not, because for the most part, I just live on whatever master branch is. Is that 8.1 or 8.2? I'm not sure.
So yeah, so I'd love to have like a regular internals annual, biannual, whatever we feel like we can pull off roundtable. Yeah,
well, I think there's some value actually for internals out of that, because every single year, regardless of who is actually handling the release, the same thing starts to happen around May, June, and that is that suddenly there is a deluge of RFCs when people realize, oh, feature freeze is around the corner. Maybe I should have done this in the, 10 months that I had leading up to it, but I'm going to do it now. If we can maybe, come in, February, March kind of neighborhood and be like, all right, so here's the things that have been coming up in people's conversations. Maybe we need to start getting these RFCs together and getting some plans. We wouldn't be in the situation we are like right now. Who all is familiar with the pure intersection types that are coming in 8.1? Okay, well, nobody. So as an earlier version, I want to say 7.4 introduced union types. We are now going to get an 8.1 intersection types as well. So you can say this argument must be, for example, countable and traversable. You can add those together and you must get something that it supports both of those things. And there's really good uses for that. And it was done as pure intersection types because we didn't really want to sort of bite off the ways that these can then combine of like, oh, it has to be countable and traversable, or it has to be, a date time or whatever. You start to get into really weird ways of describing types and they start to get very long strings. We didn't want to get into that yet. But something that was initially discovered, somewhere around March, by the way, but wasn't actually brought up as an issue until about 3 or 4 weeks ago is, hey, what about nullability of intersection types? What if we want to accept a traversable countable or null? Does that count as a combined type, or is that really just stacking nullability on top of a intersection type? The TLDR is that we're not going to get nullable intersections in 8.1 at this point. There was a possibility we would get. There was a possibility that an RFC would be accepted post feature freeze, but I think the clock has probably run out on that. The guy to ask specifically is really any of the 8.1 RMs, but I think Joe Watkins has probably got the strongest opinion on it right now. But my guess is we're not going to have it. But we would if that had been addressed in March when it was first noticed, and not, you know, in June, July, when it actually became an issue. I look forward to panels talking about internals stuff.
Yeah, I actually added a note to try to schedule that for February, March, because that makes a lot of sense. And this is to take nothing away from, and I feel like we should mention this, Derek has done a great job with the PHP Internals podcast. I love listening to that. Again, just getting that insight is just great. So yeah, but it'll be fun. You know, like I said, once a year to get everybody together and kind of talk through just exactly what you said, the things that are being worked on and all that.
Well, because these affect all of us. You know, this isn't just an abstract thing that, you know, ivory tower engineers are working on at internals at this PHPNet. These are things that people are going to be using. The reason that this nullable of intersection types is coming up as an issue is because they're like, hey, we want to put these in our frameworks. We want to make sure that we can make use out of this and don't have to wait yet another year to get to 8.2. So these affect all of us, you know, and it's important to have these things.
I'd be excited to see a updated panels on async, considering, especially once fibers have been out a little bit and having some of these async frameworks. If you haven't followed some of the async stuff in the past year and a half, 2 years, essentially the different async camps in PHP, the different frameworks kind of all came together and they tried to do a fig PSR. I don't think that went super incredibly well, but ultimately what came out of that is all of the async people got together and started talking and sharing work. And Fibers was an RFC that came out of that, which allows us to do a lot more cooler async stuff that I can barely wrap my head around. And I'm kind of okay at doing async stuff. So it's really exciting to me because the framework should be able to leverage fibers and make all of this so much more easier to understand for end users.
Yeah, one of the most telling things about that is how fibers are going to get wrapped by the frameworks, because end users probably will never see fibers or have to think about them.
Right.
It will be abstracted away by frameworks, and that's going to give us the most useful information on what we can do next with async within the engine, because we'll probably have to do more in the engine at some
point. Fun fact. Fibers are observable right out of the box. They are integrated as part of the new Observer API, and they are going to be tracked with tracers.
And Sammy, how can people use observers from user space?
They can't.
I just want to make sure nobody listening was like, what do I need to learn about observation now? What's going on?
Sammy, I might need to reach out to you and just have you do fun facts for every panel, like whatever the panel is. I'm just say, hey, I need you to record a couple of fun facts.
I'm down.
Sammy's fun fact corner.
Well, here's one, Sammy. Can you give us any fun facts about the name of the Roundtable Elephant?
I can give a fun fact about the official PHP Roundtable Elephant, also known as Pollita, or if you're American, Polita. This is a very special name because it's named after Sarah Goldman, who's also known as Pollita.
I want to take offense to your, if you're American, it's Pollita. You know, most of the countries in the Americas speak Spanish as the primary language. I'm just saying.
True that. Absolutely.
3 years of Spanish in high school taught me Pollita.
That's right. Do you eat tortillas?
I don't. I always get a dang quesadilla. What is that from? It's from a movie.
Oh. I always order the fajitas because you just have to.
I found out from my British friends that they actually pronounce it jalapeno, and that drives me up a wall. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's specifically spelled with the enye, with the tilde on the end.
Yeah, well, they also, British people also...
It's not jalapeno, it's jalapeno.
They also say schedule, though, so...
Schedule.
They also say urinal instead of urinal.
Yeah. All right, so let's turn this into a bash on the British.
There goes those listeners. Great. Just lost.
I love how they talk.
Didn't Brexit remove podcasts from the UK? Sorry, that was the only joke I have.
So, Sammy, what's next in Sammy K world?
That is a good question. I don't actually know, but it's... I'm sort of kind of living it day by day at the moment. I do miss my PHP peeps, and y'all are talking about Longhorn. It's making me really, 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 really want to go and see everybody. Hopefully, it's PSR8 compatible, despite the fact that there's still Delta variant stuff going on. But like, if we're PSR8, for those who aren't familiar, is the huggable interface, and so usually when you hear people talking about PSR8, it means that we're hug friendly. So yeah, I'm a total hugger. So it'd be great to get my hugs in, my PHP PSR8 hugs. And hopefully from Longhorn, we can have some chats over tea and coffee or whatever. And I can give more details about kind of how things have been and where things are going. But at the moment, I have been working as a maintainer of the Tracer API or the Tracer extension at Datadog. I've still been kind of involved in the community a little bit. So Levi Morrison and I we added the PHP. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk. In PHP 8, Levi Morrison and I added the Observer API to PHP, which makes it a lot easier for extensions to do function call interception. So when there's a function call, you can register a callback as part of your extension that will fire right before the function is called, and then it'll fire again right after the function is called. So you get like a begin and end handler. And the Observer API has since expanded to include error tracking, thanks to Benjamin Aberle. I believe that's how you say his last name. He added that also for PHP 8. And then, as I mentioned, the Observer API, the Fibers API by default will have observability baked right in, because there's already there's an API there for observability. So I'm really looking forward to the future of observability, because observability is kind of being my thing, which is kind of weird because my mom used to call me Mr. Observant, because I would like always be like sitting there just staring at like random things for like hours at a time. And it's like, wow, like, so this is right on track with my MO, I guess. But observability in languages is like just becoming way like increasingly more important, especially when we get into really complex distributed systems that are just becoming impossible to monitor. So tracking exactly what little function went wrong, the exact exception that went wrong on the exact like cluster or whatever is super important. I think PHP 8 with the Observer API is really headed in the right direction with observability. Not only because we have the API now, but because of things like we just saw with the Fibers API, as new features get added, we're getting observability treated as a first class citizen with every feature that's being added. And the observability, the Observer API also supports the JIT. So this is one other thing that isn't supported when you do a traditional way of doing function call interception in PHP 7 and below. I've been nerding out on managing an extension and observability, and that's my real capacity that I've been integrated with the PHP community. So I'm really excited to get back involved with real people, not just code, but people, the PHP people.
Well, what I'm hearing is that you're too busy doing PHP to be involved in PHP, what I'm hearing.
No, it sounds that way, but there are some other things that are limiting factors. This is the part that I would love to talk about with tea and coffee in person.
Okay.
But it's been great. Not to leave it on like a weird note or anything, but just like, I'm very, very glad for the things that have happened the past couple of years in my personal life. They've been on the other side have just been like really transformative in a really great way. So I'm happy to share those with y'all. Yeah. And PSR 8 hugs, of course.
PSR 8.
And we kind of blew over it, but your little PHP 8 framed thing back there is nice. I want one of those. That's pretty nice.
This is the hero graphic that was used in the blog posts at Datadog to write. Basically, Levi and I wrote a blog post about adding the observability API. And as a thank you, Datadog sent this nice framed PHP 8 hero graphic to both of us. So we've got this cool little graphic to hang up.
I've had this idea in my mind for a while now of making version badges. It's like you make a little PHP 7.2 badge, and then 7.3, 7.4, 8.0. If I ever want to build a business, I might start making those and distributing them.
So we were talking, Joe's going to be at Longhorn PHP. He's going to have PHP Roundtable elephants with him.
If there's any left then. There's a distinct possibility there are not any left. Won't be.
I saw recent tweets of people purchasing PHP. I was happy to see, because I had misunderstood you, I think, one of the first times we spoke. I thought you had told me there were only like two or three left. I'm like, holy crap, that's a problem. You want me to take the link down? But so I was happy to hear there were more than that.
No, there's about 30 that are ready to ship out, and after that is it
for now.
We may redo it.
We'll have to see. We'll see where things go. But I've also ordered new Roundtable stickers, so I will have those if I go, or if I don't go, I will make sure that they get there.
I have an important question about PHP Roundtable stickers, though. Did you do giant dinner plates like Sammy did for the original run, or are they sensible smaller ones?
I actually went the opposite way. So this is what got me thinking about it, was what Sarah said. For PHP Ugly, I tried the super small stickers. And at first, I'm like, no, these are too small. But they're like perfect to like put on things.
Yes. Yeah. So I love the small ones.
I got the super small ones, and then I got the next size up. And then I got a couple of the... with the word, that size,
That size Joe just held up is about the perfect size for me personally.
I can really see
the need for the small one too.
The smaller ones, so like you were saying, like having each PHP version, like a sticker this size, and then putting them on your laptop. Yeah, all the different versions of PHP you work with.
I would hold them on your server
so you know what's installed.
There you go.
I would hold up one of the OG Roundtable stickers, but I actually don't have enough room in my office to hold it up. It's that big.
They were pretty big. And I remember, I think it was Chris Tankishley, who every time I offered him a sticker, he's like, no, don't give me that. It's too huge. I'm not going to put anything.
was it a mistake, or did you mean to go that big? No,
I mean, I it was the first time I had ever ordered stickers from Sticker Mule.
It was incredible.
I just went with the biggest ones. I was like, oh, big sounds good. I'll just go with that. It was
absolutely incredible.
No, I did the same thing with the HHVM stickers. The first round I made, they were like 3-4 inch stickers. And people were just like, nah, do you have any small ones?
No, thanks.
One of the first rolls of stickers Ed ever got for Osmi were a roll, and the stickers were like 8 inches long, and he just like we didn't give many of those out.
Laptop real estate is hard to come by, man.
It is, yeah.
So. I see. A funny story for me is I was never a sticker person. I didn't care for stickers on my laptop, and I went to I want to say it was PHP Tech one year when they were still in Chicago, and I run into Grumpy. They were doing the Dev Hell podcast at the time, and I'm like, hey, happy to meet you. I really like the podcast. He's oh, you like the podcast? Here, I got something for you. And he whips out a sticker and puts it on my laptop. I'm like, dude, what the hell?
You don't just put
a sticker
on
another man's laptop. Hey, look at that. The Way PHP
2018.
Another perfectly sized sticker.
I take a lot of pride in that sticker. So many people didn't notice the elephant in that logo. They didn't realize
show it to me again. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Hold on. Yeah. The elephant was the elephant was one of the coolest parts about it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So he's part of the ocean, you know.
And, nice and subtle. Smart.
Yeah.
It is subtle.
Yeah, I love that. I love that logo. I love that. I doing that conference was so exhausting, but so I enjoyed it so much. I wish we could do it more, and maybe we will at some point in the future. But man, that was so much fun putting on a conference. But just drains you. I mean, financially, you know, physically, everything. It's totally. Like once that whole thing is over, I couldn't. I think I slept for like 2 days afterwards.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's only been 2 months, but conference organizers.
Oh yeah. It's only been 2 months, but it looks like you've recovered very well from running Wave,
right?
Wave this year.
Oh, we're back on that. We're going back in time again.
Time's a bit unstable right now.
Yeah. A little wrinkle.
It's all Loki's fault. They screwed up all the timelines and,
Ooh, spoilers.
That's true.
Oh, I snap. I was actually going to try to make a some sort of sci-fi reference to, like, Star Wars, but I couldn't remember the name of the... Oh, Falcon. The Falcon that goes into hyper...
Millennium
something.
Falcon?
See, this is, I should have never brought this up, because it's showing exactly why I didn't bring it up. I should have just shut up about it. Sarah well, I mean, basically all of you are probably judging me on my lack of sci-fi knowledge in this moment, but... we'll transition to another subject.
You're nerdy Here's enough in other ways, Sammy. You make up for it in other ways. It's fine.
Sometimes I feel like I bring this up too often, but I'd like to point out the creator of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, is literally my cousin, and I take offense to anything you say that besmirches anything to do with Trek, even when you're talking about Star Wars and can't remember which one it is.
That's just rude.
I know that.
How rude.
All right. I don't know. I think that's good. I think that's a good spot to wrap it up. I mean, we did it. It's launched again. We're
going
to have
thing.
A PHP roundtable. If you are interested in being on PHP roundtable, if you have ideas for panels, hit up the Twitter account. I leaked out a few videos on the PHP roundtable Twitter account just to see if anybody noticed that, like, the account was active again, and not a whole lot of people noticed. So there is somebody watching the account now, so feel free to mention PHP Roundtable with panel ideas, with guest ideas, if you want to be involved, questions, comments, complaints. We'll get to doing this live again. I love the idea of taking questions during a panel. We have, on PHP Ugly, we've started doing that. Like, our Discord channel on PHP Ugly is just a constant feed into the show. And, you know, people are commenting on the stories we're talking about and things like that. So I love that idea. We'll look to do something similar here. So
I would join you on PHP Ugly more often if it weren't at midnight my time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's certain FCC rules that say we can't broadcast any earlier, so...
People with your West Coast time zone privilege.
Right. I have to go to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm old these days.
Sammy.
It's all about time traveling.
You know you always have a home here, Sammy. Like, any day, any time you want this back, I will try not to ding it up too much. I will try not to get too much mud on the tires.
Just keep it between the ditches, man.
You have
a Sammy, my Sammy.
Well, thank you so much. I'm not at all. I don't want you to feel like any of the PHP roundtable history has anything to do with where it should go or anything. Like, this is don't hold back and just go with the flow, man. Go with the flow. It's all you, boo boo. You got this.
Hey, man. I mean, you did it right. There's I don't know what there is to change, but we'll see when it comes. I'm fine with that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think that's it for episode... What episode was this? 82?
82.
A PHP Roundtable. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. And I look forward to more panels to come. Sarah, Joe, Sammy, you are what make this community happen. Thank you. That's how I'm ending it. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Thanks, Eric, the new host of PHP Roundtable. Eric Van Johnson.
Yay!
It's a wrap.